The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots of things happening in the sports world as we approach the Major League Baseball deadline for trading. NFL football, well, the camps have now begun, and this is becoming kind of a reality as to what's going to be happening in about a month or so, maybe a little bit more. We've got the Olympics to talk about as they are approaching us here pretty quickly. I would say we've got a lot of things to talk about in general, Jeff Rich. Good morning, man. How are you?
Good morning. Big week in sports. MLB trade deadline. Like you said, we're approaching the Olympics. Football on the horizon. So these college football coaches are running their mouths, and that's always fun. We got about a month to go, and the circus has begun, my friend.
Absolutely. You know, it's... We've kind of gotten through the dog days of summer, if you will, and now looks like we're kind of getting into that part of the sports year where we're just filled with all kinds of things to talk about and watch and see. So really excited about what's to come here in the next couple of months, but we're just getting warmed up. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. A lot to talk about in the sports world. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, and be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Once again, it is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back in just a few.
Dog days of summer doesn't necessarily mean it's a good time to be a dog. I'm Danny Lipper with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll tell you how to help your pets keep their cool right after this.
And it's a championship built from the ground up. Not a fumble in sight. Look at that swing. He's sliding. He made it.
Dad, I'm playing.
Well, I'm proud of that Yellowwood swing set I built. And the game isn't on yet.
But do you have to use a megaphone?
Hey, it brings out the hustle.
Backyard better with Yellowwood brand pressure-treated pine. Download your project at buildyella.com. If it doesn't have that yellow tag, you don't want it.
You hear all kinds of health warnings for people during times of high temperature and humidity, but these conditions can be just as dangerous for the pets in our life. Pets that are very young or very old, short-nosed dogs, and pets with heavier coats will need some extra attention. When you walk your dog, early mornings are the best. They stay outside, always keep their water bowl refreshed. Adding a little ice in the water to melt is also a great idea. Make sure they have a shady spot to rest in during the day, and of course, never leave a pet in a parked car, even with the windows rolled down. If you notice your pet is panting excessively or has difficulty breathing, get it in the shade or air conditioning immediately to cool them down, and consult your vet as soon as possible. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hey, sports fans, you love Wrestling Observer Live? Can't get enough of it? Well, now you can get it delivered directly to your computer every week, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want, on your PC or on your iPod. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button and have your weekly Dave Meltzer wrestling fix delivered free. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
Durant the other way, quickly in transition. Up with the left hand and good. Butler tries his first shot and makes it. Down to Durant. Oh, that's a highlight for America that they're waiting for. This will be from outside. It's Thompson. Stroking it from three. Thompson ahead. Here comes DeMar DeRozan. Windmill.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. In case you didn't know, that was some clips of the USA basketball team. And they have been very dominant, let's be honest. I don't think anybody's surprised at all. And, you know, when coach is telling you to tone it down a little bit because you're beating guys by 40, 50 points and you're having some fun with some acrobatic dunks, maybe you should tone it down a little bit. What do you think, Jeff?
I think they should have fun. I don't know. Dominance is kind of a fun thing to display. And, you know, these guys take the regular season. They take these 82-game regular seasons seriously. And a lot of these guys made deep playoff runs. So you figure they played anywhere between, you know, 88 and 100 games where they had to take every night that they went out on the floor seriously. I think that once you get to this level, you really want to show everybody how far away they are. I mean, Gravis Vasquez and a bunch of his countrymen against the American elite, it's not even going to be close. I don't know what we're expecting. I think that, you know, after 92, the original shine of sending our professionals to the game has worn off. And, you know, I think losing in Greece in 04, you know, when Coach K didn't play LeBron, Wade played sparingly, and they just lost. I think that was better for the entertainment value. And if you're scripting it like WWF, that's great. But when you just let these guys play their game, this is what's going to happen. And it's, you know, it's not going to be the most fun thing to watch.
Well, I mean, it is fun. Don't get me wrong. It's just not competitive. I guess that's what is really the way that I would put it. It's fun to watch. Like you said, dominance is great, man. I love watching people go out there and dominate and show us their greatness, which is what they're going to do on an everyday. But the competitiveness is what I'm talking about. And, you know, we're talking about the Olympics, man. You do want to see some competitive stuff. And this is one of those where they walk to gold and it's really very simple. Let's be honest.
They do walk to gold. You know what would be more fun is if we had the names that we used to from the summers. And I don't know if it's just because I was a child or if it was because it was better back then. But I'm thinking like Carl Lewis in 84, Michael Johnson throughout the 90s. You know, these guys that you just love to watch run. I mean, we have Justin Gatlin, Tyson Gay, Marion Jones. We have all of these people that are just kind of a flash in the pan, and it's not really exciting to watch. I mean, after Michael Phelps, do you know another American swimmer?
Yeah, I mean, I know a few just because I'm unusual in that sense. I actually love watching the swimming, you know, Lochte.
And I meant more you in the sense of the general public, you know, a general pronoun.
Yeah, I mean, there's certain things that actually I really get excited for with the Olympics, and swimming and diving and the gymnastics. Those are the three that I really, really enjoy watching. You know, tennis is on there too. There's a lot of interesting stuff going on at the Olympics, but I just like to see competitive matches for the most part. But when it comes to basketball, I actually enjoy watching the USA just dominate because of, like you said, what happened. And truth be told, we know we're the best. We know we have the best athletes when it comes to basketball. So why not go out there and let those guys showcase their abilities to the utmost? And they absolutely do.
Dorf, to be honest with you, the Olympic – I'll tell you what ruined the Olympics for me is all these big purse sports, they're not playing at their elite level when they're playing in the Olympics, when they're not playing for an seven- or eight-figure purse at the end of the road there. It's just I don't want to say it's not competitive. It's just watching – it's like watching what they call friendlies in soccer or watching Savannah State play Florida State. Those – they just don't do anything for me. They don't mean anything. So when you see these amateurs go out there in like track and field before it became so professionalized, summer of 92, I remember watching Summer Sanders and Dara Torres kind of right in the middle of their primes. I remember being interested in those quote unquote amateur sports. And now just about everybody's a professional, and I don't begrudge it. Go out and make your money, but I miss the days of the high school and the college kids going out there. But, there's a reason that we did it this way, and it's because we were tired of losing to communist countries that train these children from birth to beat the United States in, the Olympiads every 4 years.
Well, and not only that, I actually think, these people, all these athletes that are going to be at the Olympic Games are – incredible athletes, and let's face it, if they're not a pro, they probably could be a pro, and they sort of deserve the praise, the fame, the honor that all those high-priced athletes that you're talking about deserve too. And when you say that it doesn't mean anything, I disagree, man. You're out there and you are showcasing yourself for not only the people there at the Olympics, but the whole world. So I would venture to guess that the Olympics is probably one of the most watched things ever at any time that it's on. I mean, just because it's not on that often. So when it does come, we want to see it.
Yeah, but it's not the Super Bowl. It's just not one of those top events for me. And I don't know if it's just the road that it's gone down, if, during the Cold War, when there's other things going on in the world, the Olympics are a nice distraction. And it seems like, and I know that we had the tragedy in Munich. I know that there's been problems at the Olympics, Atlanta in 96, for example.
Yep.
I know that there's been those problems, but it seems like they used to overtake the political climate, and I think that those roles have reversed over the course of the last 30 years or so.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Olympics, I just find them to be special, unique. Again, something that we don't see very often. And I love watching these athletes go out there, and whether they're pros or amateurs. And like I said, a lot of these amateurs are very close to being a pro anyway. They're right on the cusp. And then this is something that maybe can get them the visibility that they need for somebody to come pick them up. So this is an opportunity for them. Hey, speaking of opportunities, we've been kind of throwing it out there that maybe, just maybe, John Lucroy from the Milwaukee Brewers catcher maybe going to the Cleveland Indians. Right now, he has a lot of leverage in this deal, so not sure it will get done, but I do think it would be very good for Cleveland to get this guy on their roster.
Right, and Cleveland would be moving their high class A athlete catcher in Francisco Mejia, who has a 42-game hitting streak. I know it's Lynchburg, and it's not anywhere near Major League Baseball, but this guy can hit. He's a great defensive catcher, and he'd be a great player for the Brewers to get in return. However, it looks like Jonathan Lucroy, for the moment, has vetoed this trade because he wants compensation. And I don't know whether that gives the Indians more leverage, saying maybe we'll pull a prospect back so we can pay this guy, or if the Brewers want to make a deal with another team, that's definitely a possibility. So we'll see.
Yeah, we will have to see how everything shakes out. But honestly, would be a very good move for Cleveland to be able to pick up John LaCroix and his services. So we'll see if it all shakes out. We'll see.
Well,
if
right now, the catcher position in Cleveland is almost like the pitcher position in the National League, in the at least on the offensive side of the lineup. Chris Jimenez, Yan Gomes is out. You know, Roberto Perez can't hit the baseball. So Cleveland definitely needs all eight defensive positions to contribute to the offense if they're going to compete in October.
Yeah, and like I said, man, it just might be one of those years. It just might be a Cleveland-like year. I saw your predictions for all the things that are going to happen here in the near future with who's going to win the World Series and everything else, and I think maybe you're just kind of selling your guys short a little bit, but keep it close. We're just getting warmed up and loose. On the other side, John Poulter, our professor of sports, is going to join us. We're going to talk some more baseball, so keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. You can get involved, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. And now let's bring on, without further ado, our professor of sports, John Poulter. John, good morning, man. How are you?
Morning, Andy. Good morning, Jeff. Doing very well, thanks. How about the two of you? Can't complain, man. You know, we're sitting here in the Valley of the Sun, and actually it's been somewhat of a bit of the Valley of the Rain, actually, the last couple of days. At least I had a terrible storm by my house the other night. Jeff, I don't know if you did on Friday evening, but it was a brutal storm that hit here. And then, you know, late throughout the night or this early this morning, definitely got some more rain today. So getting hammered with a little bit of rain, which is kind of nice.
What yeah, I understand, the weather
from what I understand, I didn't get too much rain up at the house, but we were down in your neck of the woods on Friday night, and we just got, you know, it went from being 108 to 85 to 78 in like the course of like 12 minutes when the rain started to fall on Friday night. That's one of those the more interesting things that, about the desert that we don't discuss very often.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was really a pretty cool storm, and I actually was like just getting off the tennis court at about – well, I was supposed to get off at 8 o'clock, but I had to get off about 7:30 because, boom, it just hit. And when it hit, it really hit. There were trees knocked down. My backyard was a complete disaster. My pool was a disaster. So when we get hit, John, we really get hit out here.
Well, you need that rain once in a while. We know you enjoy the sunshine. We know how good it is down there. But you need the rain once in a while just to even things up.
Hey, let's get into some of this baseball stuff that's going on because obviously the trade deadline is coming, and Jeff and I have already pretty much talked a little bit about Lucroy, the possibility of him going to Cleveland, and obviously we all know that that has been vetoed by John Lucroy, so that will not happen. They're going to have to go in a different direction. Where do you think they go from there?
Well, I guess it depends on how much they want to spend and how much they want to consider giving up the future of the farm system. And to Jeff's point, and from what I've read on the Internet and the MLB Network, they were prepared to give up some pretty high-end prospects, notwithstanding, as Jeff said, that they were basically Class A prospects. And that, you know, as Jeff says, that's a long ways from the major leagues. But we've all seen Class A and Double A prospects traded before for players that have gone on to be superstars. I know that Lucroy had 8 teams in his no-trade list in his contract, and the Indians were one of them. So does this open the door for the Brewers to perhaps broker a deal with another one of the 21 clubs to which his contract allows him to be traded and perhaps get a better deal? Who knows? I guess it depends on need and how many of those 21 teams are pennant contenders that could use a good catcher and could use a good hitting catcher and a good defensive catcher and also have the payroll space to pay him. But I think the bigger news in Cleveland is the confirmed news that they picked up Andrew Miller from the Yankees, again for pretty good prospects. That's got to do absolutely nothing but solidify the back end of that bullpen along with Cody Allen, and that's going to give the Indians an opportunity to have a good closer in there every day, because if you pitch a guy 2 days in a row, then the next day you just flip it to the other one of the two closers. So I think it puts the Indians in great shape in that central division where they already have a 4.5-game lead.
Hey, John, there's a piece of news that I want to pass along as this Jonathan Lucroy situation develops, is that those teams are probably not big spenders when it comes to the free agent market and re-signing their own players and things like that. They want to do quote-unquote team-friendly deals. Lucroy has a team option for 2017 that he'd like the Indians to eliminate, and given the price that they were paying the Brewers, I think that the Indians, justifiably, according to Jeff Passan from Yahoo Sports, said no thank you. I want to ask you, though, if Andrew Miller ends up being the closer, Cleveland still hasn't figured out their left-hand, you know, their loogie or their situational left-handed pitcher in the bullpen, but does it matter when you have a talent like Andrew Miller coming in?
No, I don't think so. It depends on how much you want to use him. One of the stories that I have seen is that Colorado is prepared to make Boone Logan available. The Blue Jays, I know, had some interest in him or have speculated that they will have interest in him. He'd be a good fit for Cleveland. He's got some pretty good numbers. I think he's been in 43 games, but he's only pitched 29 innings. So clearly he's not throwing an awful lot of innings. He's not overworked, and his numbers are pretty good when you consider that 50% of his games are played in the altitude at Coors Field. So that could be another option that the Indians may turn to if they really feel that they need that lockdown left-hander earlier in the game than they would like to bring Miller in.
Hey, let me ask you this, John. Matt Kemp has not been able to he hasn't really gotten comfortable anywhere, let's just say. And obviously the Dodgers get rid of him to San Diego, the Padres, and now the Padres get rid of him to Atlanta for a guy that, you know, is somewhat of a bit of trouble in Hector Oliveira. What do you make of this?
Well, I looked at that deal last night when it was first announced, and quite frankly, it was a deal that made absolutely zero sense to me.
Yeah.
For either team, and perhaps is episode three of some strange deals we've seen San Diego make in the last 7 to 10 days, where they're clearly unloading high-end players, and they're also paying some of the salary to move these players. So I kind of wonder why, if they're moving high-end players, they would want to continue to pay a good portion of their salary. But specifically, this Kemp Oliveira deal makes no sense to me, because Atlanta's at the bottom of the heap as it stands. Not normally the type of player you would trade for when you are rebuilding. They do have Freddie Freeman, but I mean, I guess they're going to build a team around him. But essentially, Kemp, to me, I'm not going to say Kemp is trouble, but to your point, he's had difficulty settling in a couple of places. I have to wonder what is behind this. And from what I understand, that unofficially, the Padres have made it known that when Oliveira is eligible to come off the suspended list on Tuesday, they're going to designate him for assignment. So looking at it from the Padres' standpoint, I wonder why you give up an asset and continue to pay for part of that asset, and the asset you're getting back, you're prepared to cut loose the day that he's eligible to play for you. Does not make a whole lot of sense to me. It almost sounds like it's your problem for my problem, and let's hope the dollars even out.
Hey, just something to mention here, because we've been talking about Lucroy. The latest that I'm hearing on it now, it looks like the Brewers are going to turn to the Mets and take a lesser deal for Lucroy. And obviously that would be without having any concern of him saying no deal, no trade. So they're moving. They're definitely looking to move Lucroy for sure, and I would have to say I think the deal definitely gets done. He's going somewhere, guys.
Yeah, if he goes to the Mets, though, does that include Travis d'Arnaud coming back the other way, Andy, do you know? Or because I mean that to me would be a reasonable start for the Brewers in terms of a solid young catcher. I mean, d'Arnaud has proven to be a little bit brittle. Time with the Phillies and the Blue Jays, and then with the Mets, he's spent a fair amount of time on the DL. But I mean, he's got a ton of potential, which he's never really 100% realized. And I wonder if there's playing time for both of them in New York, or if perhaps that's the main key coming back the other way, that's an immediate roster spot on the Major League roster for the Brewers.
Hey, John, you know what? We talked about Andrew Miller, and, you know, Aroldis Chapman happened last week. So you have these, all of these prospects coming back to the Yankees. I know that you've followed the Blue Jays, you know, most of your life. They've always played in the same division as the Yankees. When do you remember the Yankees requiring this many prospects, especially of this caliber? A guy like Gleyber Torres, who's just done everything that he's been asked in the Cubs system. Adam Warren, who never really was comfortable outside of the Yankees organization. And from the Indians, you get two first-rounders. You get Justus Sheffield, who was the amateur player of the year in 2015, or earlier than that, actually. And Clint Frazier, who I give a comp to Chris Bryant for, coming through the Yankees. The Yankees are not playing for now. I guess they, you know, they had a cut line, and they made the decision that they were going to be sellers at the deadline. Have you ever seen this before?
Never, and if you'd have asked me 12 months ago, did I ever see it happening in my lifetime, I would say no, I didn't. I guess this is the classic example of the change in philosophy between the Steinbrenner generations. George Steinbrenner would have been out loading up at this point in time, trading what few prospects he might have for has-been veterans or close to has-been veterans and overpaying them. And now we have the younger Steinbrenner and the Brains Trust in New York, including Brian Cashman, trading veterans on, let's face it, Miller's under a relatively team-friendly contract. It's a lot of money for a baseball player, but it's not what you're worth. It's what you can get, and he's under club control for, I believe, this season and another two. So I was a little bit surprised to see them dealing, but yes, it's very unusual for the Yankees and a sign of the times, perhaps.
Hey, John, appreciate your time today. We're going to let you run because we know you're on vacation, so appreciate you taking time out with us, and I do not want to let this go unnoticed. Toronto is in first place as we leave you today.
I was hoping you'd bring that up. You were kind enough to bring it up when the Indians were in first place, and the Jays hammered the Orioles yesterday, and it's only a half a game, but it still looks good.
Great stuff. John Poulter, professor of sports, hanging out with us for a little bit. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back on the other side. Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Alvarez. Join me and my buddy Mike Sempervivi for Wrestling Observer Live every weekday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, and Sundays at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, as we talk all the news in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. Wrestling Observer Live, now airing 6 days a week, here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Now remember, this is just another ball game. Just do your best and don't get flustered. And if you boot one, don't throw the ball away. And don't help out the pitcher by swinging at bad ones. Just play the way you've been playing the last couple of weeks and you got nothing to worry about. Okay, let's go.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. We do like thoughts. We do like opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at By Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. And we just got done with our professor of sports, John Poulter, and we were obviously focused mostly on the trades because it is fastly approaching the trade deadline for Major League Baseball. And there's definitely some interesting things going on with who could be moved. But let's just kind of go around Major League Baseball for a moment here and kind of get us caught up as to what's going on in the American League East. This is an interesting race. I mean, it really is. You've got a three-team race, but maybe an outside chance at a four-team race if the Yankees can, you know, get a few more games over 500. I don't know, man. I think this is a really interesting division, and I think personally, I do think that Toronto is probably the best of the bunch, and they'll find their way to the top like they are already right now at this current moment. But it is only a half a game. But I do think that they're the best top to bottom, Jeff.
First, in the American League East, I have to agree with that. I expect Boston to start playing better at some point, but I've been waiting for that all season. I mean, they are 10 games over 500.
Yeah.
Baltimore is going to come down to earth, and then, you know, the Yankees were sellers, and Tampa Bay's in the cellar.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a great way to put it with Tampa Bay. It's just crazy when you think about them. A few years ago, that they were pushing, you know, for that division year in and year out, and now they're just down and out, like you said. In the Central, Cleveland, your guys, obviously a 4.5 game lead right now over the Tigers, who, in all honesty, they've responded from a very terrible season last year. The Sox, the White Sox, that is, they're a little bit of a disappointment, let's be honest. The Kansas City Royals, people thought they were going to slip. I didn't think they'd slip this bad, but truth be told, they've slipped quite a bit, and maybe it is to be expected because they haven't been on the map for a long time. They got on the map, and now maybe they're just back to being the Kansas City Royals.
I don't think that's true. I think that they still developed their system really well, but they've made a lot of deadline deals. I mean, they moved guys like Will Myers, and, you know, they had to move guys to acquire Johnny Cueto, you know, which helped them win the World Series. I mean, you know, it's kind of like the conversation that I'll continue to hear about Andrew Wiggins and Kevin Love. Kevin Love got LeBron a title in Cleveland.
I don't know. Hold on a second here. I got to stop you. I don't know how much Kevin Love had to do with that. Let's be honest.
The last 6 seconds of the game, the fourth quarter of Game 7, Steph Curry had a problem getting a shot off. I could send you the gif. I see it every day on Twitter that he shut down Steph Curry in the final minute of the game, and the Cavaliers won a title. I think he helped. I think that he definitely played a role. I think that Dante Jones played a role with 5 points. So my perspective might be a little bit skewed, but you don't have to win trades. I think that I've preached this before. You don't have to win a trade. You have to get that trade to serve its purpose and make you in a more efficient ball club. It's a way to manage your assets. That's why we have trades. They're not supposed to be super lopsided all the time. They're supposed to help both teams, and you can't worry about what happens to your guy after he leaves. You just have to make sure that what you get in return does what you need it to do.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably a good point, because truth be told, I would almost put it like this, okay? And you're probably going to be like, no way, but I feel like they were going to win the title whether Kevin Love played well or he didn't play well, because LeBron was just that determined, to be honest with you. And I'd almost say, in a certain way, they won despite of Kevin Love in a lot of ways. So, you know what? I'm not taking anything away, man. He's a champion. It is what it is. But I don't know about you, man, but I just have these crazy visions of watching Andrew Wiggins and LeBron James on the same floor, on the same team. Man, oh, man, that would have been a lot of fun. That's all I can say.
it would have taken some time to get there. You know, Wiggins isn't fully polished yet. You know, him and Carl Anthony Towns, that, you know, that situation in Minnesota, as long as they manage it right, Minnesota is going to be able to build around those two, and they should be able to do a really good job. As long as you can keep them there. You know, you were telling me, you know, about Lucroy's no trade clause, and that trade is, by the way, dead. But, you know, things just don't happen. People don't want to go to Cleveland. So when you have to make moves like this, and you know, Cleveland gave up a lot to get Andrew Miller from the Yankees. Clint Frazier is going to be a heck of a player for the Bronx Bombers.
You know what, though? Sometimes, like you said, you have to make those moves and you have to go for it. Cleveland's in first place. They've got a legitimate shot to make some serious noise in the postseason. So you have to give yourself the best chances to do that. I think Andrew Miller is a phenomenal pickup for them, because like John was saying, and like you were saying, they now have two closers, and two's definitely better than one. If one guy's having a bad night, you go to the other guy, or if the guy's tired, you go to the other guy. There's just a lot of flexibility with that move, and I think it really should bode well for the Cleveland Indians. Let's move on to the West, where the Rangers have answered that call a little bit from Houston, who was kind of knocking on that door, which John called that. I got to give him some credit there, that he thought Houston would snap out of their early season disasters. They definitely have. 5 games back of the Rangers, still within manage. Seattle, 7.5 back. And then obviously everybody else definitely on the outside looking in. That's the Angels and the Athletics. So this is a 3-team race, but more so maybe the Rangers to lose, if you will.
I think so, too. I think the Rangers have been inspired lately. You know, we'll see if they end up doing anything at the deadline here. But caught the end of their game on Saturday night. Mitch Moreland hits the walk-off in the bottom of the ninth. And I was actually watching on the Royals feed. And there's just a very, very a tone of disappointment in these Kansas City Royals, 7-18 in the month of July. That's just not going to cut it. Championship hangover, whatever it is, you got to let it go. But, you know, Texas is playing hot. I mean, you know, I don't count Houston out. I think it's going to go down to the wire. I think Seattle's a little too far back and not quite good enough of a baseball team to compete in this division this year.
Yeah, I think it's the Rangers to lose, and we'll see if Houston can put a little push there against them and see if they can, you know, make them a little bit nervous and shake things up there at the top. The Nationals are leading the East in the National League. Not surprised here. I think, you know, this is kind of long overdue, if you ask me. Maybe we were thinking it would happen last year. Didn't happen last year. I think the biggest surprise here is that the Marlins are 5 games back. They're 8 games over 500. This late in the season, pretty magnificent. And I would say that the Mets are a disappointment. 7.5 back and only 3 games over 500.
I think this is the year that Washington finally gets it done. I you know, they've been in the playoffs before, but they've had a couple of very disappointing seasons. There's no Yenis Cespedes out there for the Mets to acquire and take things over. So I think that the East is pretty much settled. I'd love to see the Marlins in that wild card game, though they won't have D. Gordon for the postseason due to his PED suspension.
Yeah, I mean, how do the Marlins stay competitive? I think that that's honestly the bigger question here, is how in the world do they stay competitive?
I think that they have a little more leverage signing international free agents from Latin American countries because of the atmosphere down there. You know, I mean, they play in Little Havana down there in Miami where the old Orange Bowl was. And I think that it's just
appealing. You might be right.
It's an appealing culture. Not like it was for LeBron James to go south, but for these guys to come over from the countries that they're coming from, mostly Spanish-speaking countries, to settle in Miami, it's an easier transition for them. And I think that the clubs that, you know, that the Marlins have their academies down in those countries, and that's a big selling point when they can choose from literally 29 other teams.
Yeah, no, I mean, that may be a decent point that you brought up. The transition is relatively easy. I can follow you with that one, to be honest with you. Chicago, the Cubs, obviously leading the Central right now. 6.5 back is St. Louis. They're starting to kind of get things going a little bit. The Pirates, 9.5 back, and then we know the rest of the division, the Brewers and the Reds, they're dead and in the water, if you will. But truth be told, this is the Cubs to blow, man. That's what it is.
Absolutely. Cubs made the deal that they needed to make. They're still playing good ball. I think that, you know, their drop off to where they were only a couple games over 500 for like a 43-game stretch. It was a way to smear the Cubs. But, you know, nobody stays as hot as they were at the beginning of the season throughout. I think that they have one more surge in them where they'll pull away from St. Louis. They'll pull away from the rest of the National League and make sure that games one and two and seven are all at Wrigley Field. And, you know, of course, they'll have to go on the road for the World Series if they get to that point. But if they get to that point, that's a win for the Cubs. I know that everybody's championship or bust, but this is a team that hasn't been to the World Series since 1945.
Yeah, I mean, look, they just got to keep pushing, and sooner or later they are going to break through. We all know that, and they have a lot of talent, so would not be surprised if the Cubs make it to the World Series this year, to be quite honest with you. But speaking of World Series, it is an even year. The Giants are right there with the Cubs for the best record in all of baseball. They are leading the West only by two games. Kind of a surprise when you think about the Dodgers, no Kershaw, and all that stuff that they've got going on. A little bit surprising that the Dodgers are playing as well as they are. And then we all know this is a two-team race, the Giants and the Dodgers. But probably I would lean toward the Giants.
I would definitely lead towards the Giants. I mean, they're in a slump right now. You know, winners of just three of their last 10, but they've been playing championship ball all year. They're the only competition they have in their division is the Dodgers. So sooner or later, I think the Dodgers are going to completely fall off given all of their injuries, and the Giants will run away with this, and it'll be a two-team race between the Cubs and the Giants for the best record in the National League.
Are you let's hear your prediction right now, like an in-season prediction as to who gets to the World Series.
Well, I think it comes down to the Cubs and Giants in the National League, obviously. I just like the Cubs offense a little bit more. I like the way that they play at home. I think that it's going to come down to the home team, but I'll put the Cubs in there, and there's a little bit of bias there. I'm married into a Cub loving family. In the American League, I'll tell you what, I like the Indians, but you know, I saw them get swept by the Baltimore Orioles just a week ago. So I think that it's a wide open race in the American League. I don't think that any other team from the Central will make the playoffs. That team out of the West, I think Texas gives Cleveland fits. I think that Toronto could give Cleveland fits, but I think that it comes. I'm going to say Cleveland and the Cubs for right now, but that could change every week.
So you and I are on the same page on one of those. I definitely like Cleveland, man. I just have a weird feeling, man. It's a Cleveland like year. And LeBron set the tone with winning the championship in the NBA for those guys. And you know what? The Indians are going to do their best. But on the other side, I'm going with the Nationals, man. I think it is their year. I think they finally get through and they make it to the World Series. But we'll have to see. Anyways, we got to get the heck out of here, man. This has been a quick hour. We got one final segment. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports. And you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. Final segment here of this hour of Dorfon Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank John Poulter for hanging out with us, doing his thing, breaking down Major League Baseball in only the way that John Poulter can. And we do appreciate him taking time out with us each and every week. Hey, we didn't even mention this, but the PGA Championship is going on, and kind of interesting with all the rain that they're getting there, Jeff.
Yeah, you know, you hate when you can't squeeze it in a weekend, but you got to play 72 holes, so, you know, you got to have the weather to do it. So hopefully they get it done before Wednesday or Thursday, man.
Yeah, and it's just weird. They have this lift, clean, and place rule that is being implemented there, which is very unusual, to say the least, for professional golfers.
Oh, absolutely. But you know what? It seems like it's so dynamic with the way that the game changes almost week to week. You know, especially the PGA, the U.S. Open's a little bit different, obviously. But the changes, the adjustments, these guys got to adapt and overcome.
Yeah, that golf course looked like a beast, too. I don't know, man. Do you play golf at all or no?
I do. I'm not very good.
Then you can really appreciate the way that that thing looks. It just looks like an absolute beast of a golf course. And, you know, you got to be on point. Let's face it. You got to be hitting the ball straight. Some of those fairways are like 15 yards wide. That's pretty difficult, man.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, hour number one is definitely coming to an end here pretty quickly. It's in the books. Stick around for hour number two. I believe we'll hook up with Shane Koenig, our NBA insider, at some point. So keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.